KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Friday's deadly shooting at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado has lawmakers talking about gun laws and mental illness. House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Michael McCaul says too many people who should be barred from owning firearms are slipping through the cracks.
I do think we have to address mental health, and I think we also need to enforce existing law, which requires if you've been adjudicated mentally deficient, that you have to be put on the list so you can't purchase a firearm.
He was on ABC's This Week, so was Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, who says people who are seriously mentally ill have too ready access to firearms.
Nothing we have done has worked because essentially we have done nothing. The background checks are not universal, so even if people who are mentally ill would be barred, if they buy it off the back of a truck or they buy it at a gun show, it's not going to stop them from getting a weapon.
He's the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee. President Obama is in France for a conference as Paris is preparing to host talks on reducing global warming. Jennifer Morgan of the World Resources Institute says the Paris Climate Summit may be even more important following the terror attacks in the city.
I hope that Paris can now be even more so the place to show that peaceful international cooperation is possible and brings multiple benefits to citizens around the world.
Violent protests today marred the kickoff of the climate summit. Authorities say more than 100 people have been detained after clashing with riot police. European Union leaders and the Turkish prime minister have sealed a joint summit with a commitment to re-energize Turkey's long-stalled membership talks. This is AP Radio News. A matchup of two-star quarterbacks will be missing when unbeaten New England takes on AFC West leading Denver tonight in the NFL game.
The good news for the 10-0 Patriots, quarterback Tom Brady is healthy. The bad news, the bulk of his receiving core is either out for this game or less than 100%. Meanwhile, for 8-2 Denver, virtually all of its receivers are ready to go. However, injuries will keep starting quarterback Peyton Manning sidelined for a second straight week. His place will be taken by Brock Osweiler, who may last Manning's experience, but did turn in a victory in his starting debut last week in Chicago. Bruce Morton, Denver.
The International Union for Conservation of Nature is warning that about a third of the world's cactus species are threatened with extinction. It studied more than 1,400 species and determined that 31% are endangered. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.